Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. And now, let's go exploring. Welcome back to another amazing episode of Destination Morocco podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the ultimate guide to tipping and shopping in Morocco. I'll do my best to answer a lot of questions that we have received concerning tipping and also shopping. Shopping is going to be at the end of the episode, and we really, really have to talk about it because this is something that we have witnessed and seen ourselves, especially in the recent bookings in the last few months. So much to cover. So tipping in Morocco is a way really to express your appreciation for a service that you have received, a good service that you have received, or a good experience. Tipping in Morocco is not a must, but it's really, really appreciated. This episode, everything we're going to give it as an example, it's going to be in USD and comparing to the Moroccan currency, the dirham. One USD equals equals 10 dirhams. It's actually less, but we're just going to say 10 dirhams just to make it easy to calculate the conversion rate. And also for me, I really use an app that helps me quite a bit converting the money from different currencies. So the app is called the Globe Convert. The Globe Convert, it's one word. And you can download it on your, you know, iPhone or Samsung. And it's really, really good. So I'll start this episode by answering these questions. They're quite few, actually, and they're really, really good. Is tipping a common practice in Morocco? Yes, it is a common practice in Morocco. Almost anywhere you go, people expect you to tip. Was it always that way? No, actually, the tipping culture was not this way in Morocco, especially when looking back into the 80s, the 70s, the 60s. When you tip somebody, they almost feel like they're embarrassed for accepting your tip. It's considered, you know, not a good thing or kind of taboo. But now, obviously, the culture has changed quite a bit. So tipping is very appreciated nowadays. The next question we have, is the tipping culture similar to the one in the United States? I would say absolutely, and probably that's where we're headed in terms of tipping in general everywhere. So yes, it is very similar to the culture in the US and tipping in the US. The percentage may be different, but still, it's really, really similar. Who expects to get a tip? That's really a vast question. A lot of people, anybody that you come in contact and they provided you with a service, they really expect you to tip. Now, the percentage of tipping is different. In some areas, we use a percentage. In some areas, we just use a dollar amount. For example, you take a cab, you just give them a dollar amount or, you know, dirham amount, which in terms of dirhams, maybe 2 dirhams is decent, which is the equivalent to maybe 50 cents USD. In some places, when you go, for example, to a restaurant and stuff like that, then the tip is really a percentage versus a dollar amount. And we're going to cover that a little bit further down this episode. So, yeah, that's a really, really good question. What places do people need to tip that they may not be used to? So somewhere people are not expected to tip, but they need to. Okay, There's few actually, but one that comes into mind is the washrooms, restrooms, bathrooms. When you're traveling in Morocco, whether from city to city, you're going to make some stops, you know, break stops, restroom stops and stuff like that. And when you go to the restroom, you'll see there's an attendee or attendant that keeps that restroom clean, smelling nice and all that stuff. But they expect a tip from you while using the restroom. And the tip normally is 1 dirham, 2 dirhams. One is good, which is the equivalent, again, to 25 cents, U.S. currency. Yeah, that's one place that really comes to mind. If you don't have it, you don't have change, then don't worry about it. But it's really nice if you could tip. The next question that we have is, if someone shows you around their shop, will they expect a tip? No. If somebody's showing you the shop, first of all, they want to sell you stuff. That's more than the tip that they're going to get. You can shop anywhere. You can window shop anywhere you go. Nobody should expect you to tip at all. Do I have to buy something? No, you do not. You do not have to buy anything from the shop for you to be there. You can just look around, compare products, maybe with other shops, and see which one, you know, if you're going to buy something, that's the way to do it. Go from shop to shop and see what they have. If it's similar items, if it's different, then you can compare and make a decision. And even then, when you buy, you still do not need to tip. So the next question we have is, when should you tip? Do you do it before your trip or at the end of your trip, especially if it's your guide and driver? Oh, these are really good questions. When should you tip? I always say tip at the end of the tour. For me, I always leave it at the end because that's just how everybody really expects it. And that's the common practice for everybody. So they always leave the tip at the end of the tour for sure. So the next question is, how do travelers on tours get the small coins and bills for tipping? Oh, this is a really, really good question. So it's we talked about this for the episode number 4 with the scams. That small change is more powerful than those large bills in Morocco. And you save money that way, quite a bit of it, when you have the right change at the right moment, at the right place or city. So when you don't have those coins, you always want to ask, number one, your driver. And he can go anywhere and get you the small coins, exchange, you know, $10, $20 and get you plenty of coins. If you have a local guide with you or a guide with you, you can ask him. If you have a tour leader with you, then he's the right person to ask. Or if you have a national guide, he's the one to ask. But if you just have a car and a driver, then you can just ask the driver and he'll take care of that for you. Okay, the next question is, can you tip in cash, in USD, or in euros? Actually, you can tip in any currency, because it can be converted to Moroccan currency, to dirham currency. Yeah, tip with whatever currency you have and whatever you're comfortable with. Yeah, definitely. It's a really good question, by the way. So the next question that we have, is there tipping on credit card transaction? I think we've had this situation before. We can add the tip, because sometimes, in this case, what happened is the guest, at the end of her tour, she didn't have any cash with her. So she asked, hey, can you charge my credit card? And then that amount of the tip, just give it to, I think it was Hisham was her tour leader, and the Muhammad was the driver. So just give Muhammad this amount and give Hisham this amount. And said, of course. So that's exactly what we did. But it's very rare that we run into this situation. But in case we run into it, we take care of it. Close your eyes and imagine the warm desert breeze kissing your skin as you wander through the narrow streets of Marrakesh. Feel the excitement as you lose yourself to the vibrant colors of the souks, where every corner holds a treasure waiting to be discovered. Experience the thrill of adventure as you traverse the majestic Sahara Desert on a camelback, with nothing but endless dunes stretching before you. Experience Morocco. Feel alive. Get 15% off all small group tours. Visit our website, destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. Use the word 15 as a discount code at checkout and reserve your spot today. So the next question is, where can people add tip on their credit card for the tour? So normally we do not add the tip on the bill. So when you're paying your tour, the itinerary for your tour and everything, we don't charge you tipping. We don't charge whether it's 10%, 15%, 18% or 20%. We just leave it as it is, and we leave the tip completely up to you. Now, let's say, for instance, somebody wants to add the tip for their services they're going to be receiving in Morocco, they can absolutely do that. And that when I say the tip, it's mainly for the driver, the tour leader, and stuff like that. So for the people that are going to be staying with them throughout. So they can do that. But for us, we actually have never done this. We just do it the regular, the old-fashioned way. The next question is it considered rude not to tip? It's not really considered rude if you don't tip. I'm sure you have your reasons behind not tipping. It's perfectly fine not to tip. Sometimes it's a communication issue or miscommunication, because in some cultures they don't tip. They have a different tipping culture. So how much should you tip? There are actually three questions, and I'm going to answer all of them at the same time with what's coming up a little bit below. Number one, how much should you tip? Number two, what are the percentages these days for the tip? Then the third one is, do certain people or professions get tipped differently? Let's talk a little bit into more details about the tipping. So especially these last three or four questions, I'm going to answer them this way. The answers that I'm giving, these are for private tours. And a private tour, it can be a minimum of two people. It's actually a minimum of one, but we base it on two people. Then you can adjust the price when the private tour has four people, let's say, you know, parents, kids, and stuff like that. Then the same thing you do, you adjust it when the tour has six people. It could be multi-gen, traveling together, family, friends. But you need to adjust these percentages and these numbers that I'm going to be talking about according to how many people are going to be traveling on that private tour. So the quotes that I'm giving are for two people. If you're traveling just two people, the amount per person is going to be the highest. When you're traveling in a group, for example, of 10 people, the amount that you're going to be tipping is a lot less than if you were just two people traveling on a private tour. So when it comes to restaurants, if you're going to have a lunch or dinner at a casual restaurant, just pay 10 to 15% of the bill. The bill normally it's maybe $5, $20, just 10 to 15% of that. Now, when you're going to an upscale restaurant, I would definitely recommend 15 to 20% of the bill. So just keep that in mind. These numbers, again, they look almost similar to the US. If you're having just like walking around and having some street food, you don't really need to tip. But if you want to tip, maybe, you know, 50 cents and just a few coins. So the coins are really, really helpful, especially on your daily activities. The large bills, they're going to help you at the end of your tour when you're paying your tour leader, you're paying your local guide or national guide or a driver. That's when you're going to use those large bills. But within your tour, on the daily things that you're doing, the small coins are going to be your best friends. Sometimes we have requests to have an experience with the Berber experience, for example, or a village experience. And those, when you get invited to their house and you share a meal with them, with their lunch or dinner, with their families and stuff like that, normally I would recommend tipping between $15 to $20 per party. So let's say two people are going, yeah, $15, $20 is more than enough. And again, if you're going on a group, if you're going six people, then the amount should decrease per person. But the overall, they should get more tip that way. So just keep that in mind. This is for restaurants. Now, when we talk about experiences, it really depends. There's so many experiences, but again, use your judgment. See what makes sense to you and see what you're comfortable with. There's nothing wrong with tipping little or over-tipping, but you want to do whatever you're comfortable with. So when we talk about experiences, for example, you know, when you go to, you're in Fas, you're in the Medina, there's so many things that you're looking at, so beautiful, and you want to take pictures, whether it's downtown or Medina, Essaouira or Marrakesh. A lot of people they frown upon, they don't want you to take that picture. But some of them, they're not going to say much to you. You can just take it, they're not going to say anything to you. But in a lot of the places, what you want to do first is ask if it's okay to take a picture. Most of them, they'll say yes, especially if you give them a tip. We've done it. We normally give $5. And people, they don't mind. They say, okay, go ahead. So $5 USD, that's what I normally pay, $5 USD. If it's a big shop, you go into a big shop, it's huge, and you're taking a lot of pictures, you know, I think $10 is reasonable. But for the regular ones, $5. So you have between $5 to $10. Okay. Now, we're going to go to, this is for taking pictures. We're going to go to the henna tattoo, for example. When you book an experience or when we book an experience for you, we always recommend between $10 and $15. And this is per experience. For two people, let's say having a henna tattoo experience, when the lady is done, just, you know, $10-$15 is good for you. So now, if it's four people, I would say it should be less than 10, maybe 8 to 10 versus 10 to 15. But because, again, the amount is less, but then when four people are tipping, she's getting a bigger tip. So the more people tip, if it's 4-6, then the amount really decreases of your tip. Just keep that in mind. That way, you know, if there's six of you and you're giving $10 per person, per experience, that's quite a bit. So that's what we do. Let's say we booked for you a hot air balloon. Normally, because they pick you up at the hotel or the riyadh, they give you breakfast, then take you back to your riyadh or hotel, and you can actually have a breakfast on air at the hot air balloon. And normally I would say tip $5 to $15. Let's say a party of two, then between $5 and $15 is really good. The other thing is I want to jump into the hammam and spa experience. The hammam and spa experience, it's no different, because even in the US, when you go, you have a spa, you definitely tip. And in this case, I would recommend between $5 to $10 per attendee. This is for a regular massage. If you do something that it's luxury, that it's a little bit more pricey, I would say just give a little bit extra. So this is for the experiences. For transportation, you look at the length of time or days that you have booked your tour, whether it's 7 days, whether it's 8 days, whether it's 9 and 10. So it's really, really important for us to price the tip or recommend the tip per day, per person in this case. For your driver, it's better to tip at the end of the tour, which we have answered earlier. It is appropriate to tip approximately, I would say, about 12 USD per day, per person. And again, the reason is because he's your constant. The driver is with you from the moment you arrive in Morocco until the moment he drops you off at the airport or your hotel or your port, if you come into Tangier and stuff like that. So $12 per person per day, it's a good tip. When you have local tour guides with you, so the local tour guide, they come with the itinerary, whether it's Fes or Marrakesh. Sometimes you want to do, I'll give the example of Volubilis. In Volubilis, you don't really need a local guide all day. So the local guide is going to be for half a day. And the same thing, you can do half a day in many other places. So the local guides, what we recommend, a full day city tour is between $10 to $15 per person. So let's say you know, it's two people getting a local guide, let's say in Marrakesh. I would say between $20 to $30 for the two people. If you're doing a half day, you're just going to do half a day and then the afternoon going to take the time off. For a half a day, I would recommend $5 to $10 USD per person. Just keep that in mind. So when we build an itinerary for you, Marrakesh and Fes are included. If you need local guides in different places, we can do that as well. So the tour leader, what is a tour leader? A lot of people don't know what a tour leader is. A tour leader is different than a national guide. A tour leader basically is your assistant, is your concierge, is your bodyguard, really. So he does everything for you. So when you need to make a currency exchange, at the moment you arrive in Morocco, he can help you do that. He can help recommend restaurants, places to go, and stuff like that. He's your personal assistant, basically. And a tour leader, what makes them different is they actually have to run a marathon and finish a marathon, because they're also called mountain guides. And just in case you get stuck somewhere that, you know, the nearest city is far, they should be able to run to the nearest city and get you the help that you need. So this is a tour leader. And we recommend $15 USD per person daily. So let's say you have a tour for 10 days, that's 150 per person. Party of two, that's 300, which is really, really good. The other thing with a tour leader, when you have a tour leader, you still need local guides in different cities. Let's say Marrakesh, Fez, Chefchaouen, Volubilis, Meknès, Tangier, and Tetouan, and all those cities if you prefer. Because a tour leader is not really certified to be a local guide in those cities, some of those cities that we have mentioned. Now, when we talk about national guides are different than the tour leaders. When you have a national guide, it's the combination of a tour leader and a local guide. So you'll have a national guide with you and your driver, and that's it. Versus you have a tour leader, then you have your car and driver, then you have local guides in each major city you make a stop. And again, we use and we book whoever you choose. If you just want car and driver, we can do that. If you want just car and driver and local guides in different cities, we can do that as well. If you want to take it to the next level, then we can do a tour leader or a national guide. So it's completely up to you. So now we're going to move to the riads and hotels. And what is the tip-in? Again, everything we're saying here today is per couple. And those are private tours. So when you go to the riad and somebody helps you with the luggage, a bellman, I would say $2 to $5 is good. Unless you're traveling with a lot of luggage, then I would say between $5 to $10 is good. A housekeeping, I would say maybe $1 or $2 per day that you're going to be staying at that place. If you're staying for 2 days, then, you know, $2 is good. The doorman, basically the doorman, just like the U.S., you know, if you need a cab and they hail a cab for you, you know, just $1, $2 is good. Room service, in this one, in some areas, just like the U.S., they have the gratuity included, but you always want to check and ask, hey, you know, is it included? If it's not included, then I would say 10% is a good tip to give. The other thing that we have in the riads, sometimes we have requests for cooking class. And I would say for this, it depends on how many people are taking the cooking class. And I would recommend $15 to $25 per party. It depends if you're having it in Marrakesh or if you're having it in Fez. Some are different in a way. You can go to the market, pick up the vegetables, the meat, and everything that you want to cook for that class. Or sometimes the riad, the hotel, they have everything ready for you. All you do is just go into the kitchen and start preparing everything. Just it depends what type of experience you get. And tip, I would say accordingly. So now, the next question that I have is actually when you ride a camel. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, I'm going to talk about my last experience in Merzouga, which was amazing, by the way. Normally, I would recommend tipping between $2 to $5 for the camel handler. He helps you put on your scarf and everything, and they do it in a really, really very nice and unique way. So $2 to $5 is good, but we were very lucky. The guys that were with us, they're really, really good paparazzi. They know how to take the best pictures. So and it was a good fit. We had so much fun. We enjoyed it. And obviously, we did tip more. But they really, really deserve it. They went above and beyond what we have expected of them. And this is the best thing about tipping. I need to tip maybe, I don't really need to, but I can tip maybe $2, but I end up paying $10 because of the things that they have gone above just to make that experience an outstanding experience. So that was a special case for us. So for you, I would recommend $2 to $5. It's plenty. Now what we're going to try to do is, I know we did it on episode 4, I'm going to have some pictures, the bills, and then the equal to those bills if you were to convert them into Moroccan currency, which is the dirham. So for example, I'm just going to talk about it. I'm going to go to the big one, which is 200 dirhams. 200 dirhams really is the equivalent to $20 USD. Then when we move to 100 dirhams, that's the equivalent to 10 USD. 50 dirhams is the equivalent to 5 USD, and then 20 dirhams is the equivalent to 2 USD. Now, I'll give you the colors, but we're going to have them on show notes so you can see it. 200 dirhams, the color is blue. 100 dirhams, the color is kind of brownish. Then the 50 dirhams is greenish. Then the 20 dirhams, which is the $2, it's a red color. So I would say stay away as much as you can from the 200 dirhams. And use mainly the 100 dirhams, 50 dirhams, and your best friend should be the 20 dirhams because that's the one that you're going to use quite a bit. And then in addition to the coins. So those are going to be really your best friend on a day-to-day activities because if you don't have the right money or the right coin amount or the right change, then it's going to cost you more. So instead of giving somebody, for example, 2 USD, you're going to give him $20, which is, you know, it's a lot of money. And this is the, again, this is the benefit of booking with us. We take care of all of this for you. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to figure out, hey, where do we need to go? What do we need to do? How do we need to do this? We give it to you straight up. Hopefully this guide will be helpful and beneficial to anybody who's traveling to Morocco, not just the one, the travelers that are going to be booking with us, but this is for everyone. It helps. It really, really helps. For me, if I were going somewhere and I have this kind of guide or guidelines, I'd definitely appreciate it. Now, moving from the tipping part in Morocco, then we go into the ultimate guide of shopping in Morocco. And shopping, I have to be honest, this is a very painful subject for us as a company in many different ways, because as a tour operator, we don't control everything from A to Z. We do our best, and sometimes things happen. And this is one of the worst experiences that can happen, and it did happen with us. Sometimes you have a tour, you have a family traveling, you have, everything goes perfectly fine. And then, you know, 3 months, 4 months after the tour is completed, then we get a phone call, a text message, or an email. Hey, you know, everything that I shopped in Morocco did not make it yet. First of all, we don't know anything about your shopping experience or anything that you have shopped. So the number one thing that I would recommend, if you're going to shop in Morocco, you must let us know, because you have a lot of things going against you. And I'll give you examples. Keep in mind, the shopping experiences, that's where the local guides, that's where the tour guides, that's where the tour leaders or the national guides, they make extra money. So when I say extra money, the sky is the beginning. It can be from few hundred bucks to few thousand dollars. Yes, that is right. Few thousand dollars. So we don't want you to be taken advantage of. So basically, you really have to be very careful. And you can do it, number one, by communicating it to us. And we can make recommendations, or at least we can follow up. If you have bought something, we need to make sure that it's done the right way. And one of the issues that we've had in the past is the shop owner or the clerk, they'll tell the client, okay, we'll take care of it for you. Shipping is included and everything is taken care of. Then, again, 4 months later, when we're contacted, we reach out to the shop and say, no, they did not pay for the shipping. Then you ask, how much is the shipping? Then the shipping is an average of $1,000 or more. So it's really, really important for you, the traveler. If you're going with us, we really have to know if you're going to shop. And I'm not talking about souvenirs and stuff like that. I'm talking about the carpet. If you're going to buy carpet, we can make recommendations the best place to buy a carpet. If you need to get ceramics, there's beautiful places where you can get them. We need to make recommendations for you. This is the person to go to. This is the shop. This is the owner's shop. This is their information. If you need leather goods, the same thing. If you need wood craftsmanship, in Essaouira, it definitely is the best. If you need argan oil, some people, they love honey, olive oil. So when it comes to shopping, it is one of the biggest opportunities for some of the vendors that we use to take advantage of you. And I'm so sorry to say that. Just recently, we've had guests having the same issue and bringing it to our attention. And even though we talk to the local guide, then, you know, say, hey, you're not supposed to be doing this. But I just don't understand why they do that. Even though we say, hey, no shopping, no shopping. Unfortunately, Lauren had that experience. They were doing a food tasting. And a food tasting tour is at nighttime. But he still wanted to take them shopping. Or took them shopping, actually. I mean, come on. Anyways, we share this information because we don't want you to fall into the same trap. The local guides that we use are extremely knowledgeable. But it's just a bad habit. And this is one of the biggest issues that we have in Morocco, in the tourism sector, tourism industry. This is the worst part of it, which is shopping. Tipping is okay, I understand, but shopping, it can turn everything around. So we do the best that we can to minimize those incidents, but we cannot control them 100%. We'll make sure, hey, if you're not going to buy anything, we make sure to let everybody know. They're not shopping, they're not going to buy. So don't waste your time, because again, they make extra money doing that. You know, an additional 15% of the cost, whatever you paid for, an additional maybe 20% or 30%, but that can add up. We're here for you. Let us know if we can help and how we can help. And also, we would love for you to share your experience. If you want to come to the podcast and talk about your experience in Morocco, you're more than welcome. I know this happens every day, and I've seen it, and it hurts. But we would love to share some of the experiences of the listeners, somebody that has gone through this and how did they overcome that situation? What did they do in that situation? So for us, it's a constant battle, if you would. We'll intervene. If we have to call the shop right away, we'll call the shop. If we have to call the local guide or the tour leader, we'll call. But we need to know about it when it's happening at that moment. So thank you, the listeners. It's always amazing. I haven't done a solo episode in quite some time. And this is really, really nice. Thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate you. And have a wonderful day.
You have traveled the world, but Morocco's allure beckons you. Destination Morocco is here to create the perfect once-in-a-lifetime Moroccan journey, tailored exclusively to your desires. Let us craft an itinerary that unlocks the secrets of this mesmerizing land just for you. For a luxurious, bespoke Moroccan adventure of a lifetime, visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And let us turn your dreams into reality. Your amazing Moroccan experience awaits.